You know, you ever been in a situation where you didn't know what to do, so you ask somebody that's supposed to be an expert, and they shared with you some plans to ways out of your situation? You know, there are many life situations that we get into and huge problems. But God always has a greater plan for your problem. If you want a title for this, sometimes I give titles, sometimes I don't, but God's plans are greater. You know, for one thing, the Bible says God doesn't think like we do. In fact, in Isaiah 55:8, he says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You know, most all of us had some kind of plan or something that we wanted to be when we grew up, you know, and then God got a hold of you and that plan changed because he had a greater plan. As a kid, I wanted, you know, in junior high school, I wanted to be a geologist, a meteorologist, or a race car driver. But when I was 16, I answered the call to go into the ministry. See, God had a better plan. There are many people in the Bible, as you read about it, who thought they were going to go one way, but God had a different plans for him. You know, Gideon thought that he was just going to hide in the wine press and thresh out some wheat so his family would have something to eat because they were all under siege from the enemy. But God had planned for him to be a deliverer for Israel. Peter thought he would just have to go back to fishing after Christ died, but God had a different plan for him. Paul was going to kill and imprison Christians and started down that path, but God had a better plan. Can you say it? God's plans are greater. You know, we all try to plan out our life, but when we seek God, he can give us a plan that would be a whole lot better than anything we ever come up with. You know, the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt, and it looked like there was no way out. They'd never be free again. But God had a plan for their situation. Exodus 3, and the Lord said, "I have surely seen the oppressions of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." You know, that's God talking to Moses. The Israelites were there in slavery, and it seemed like nothing was happening. They were crying out to Jehovah God, but it seemed like their situation it was getting worse. Sometimes when God is silent, it doesn't mean he hasn't heard you or that he's not working. You know, because God was working, he had heard. You see, God may not have said everything to you, but sometimes he has to look for a vessel to come to help you in your situation. He had to get Moses out of the desert, out of being a sheep herder, and send him to Egypt to be the deliverer. Sometimes when it seems like nothing's happening, just keep believing God and keep, because he is working on the situation. Sometimes he has to get some other things turned around before he can turn your situation around. You know, Moses out there in the desert thinking that I'm going to be a sheep herder the rest of my life. He'd been out there about 40 years. But God had a different plan. Now think about it for a minute. We don't think of, maybe I think different, but think about it for a minute. Now Moses was there. He saw the burning bush. God talked to him, wanted him to go. But now remember, he isn't out here in the middle of the desert and has a family and so forth and so on. So now he has to get everything together and travel back there to Egypt. It may have taken some time for him to even get there. Come on now. Think about it. See, in the meantime, the Israelites, well, has God heard us? Has Jehovah heard us? Nothing seems to be happening. Everything's getting worse. But the truth of the matter, God was working. He had a plan, a greater plan, that he wanted to put into operation for the Israelites. If you want to tap into God's plan, you can't go by what you see or feel. You got to go by what you believe. God's plans are far greater than anything that you can think about or see. For his ways are higher than our ways. Now, later on now, the Israelites, oh man, they had a great, great getting out of Egypt party. It's called the Passover supper. And when the death angel came through the land and he saw the blood on each side of the door, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Now, I don't have time to go into all the significance of all that because I could teach on that, but I'm not going to because I want to talk about what I'm talking about, okay? Now, they were excited. They're on their way out. They've been delivered. And they come up against the Red Sea. There's no way around it. And now, here comes Pharaoh and the Egyptian army behind them. And they start to say, well, I know God helped us escape Egypt, but look where we are now. What's going to happen to us now? You know, that question might come to our mind. Can God make a way for me again? Can he do it again? The answer to that question is found in the Word of God. They were going by what they saw and assumed they would die. But Moses went by God's plan and put his rod over the Red Sea, and the greater plan came into operation. Let's read about it in Exodus 14. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. Made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went to the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning, watch, that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of Egyptians, and he took off the chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egypt said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians and on the chariots and on the horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. The Red Sea, in God's greater plan, opened up for the children of Israel to walk through. But when the Egyptians tried to come after them, they were destroyed. If you walk in the greater plan of God, the enemy may chase after you, but he'll be swept up and swept away, because God's plan is greater than what you think. You know, I know we've heard this story over and over again, but sometimes it's good to remind ourselves that God has plans for us. They are greater plans. If the enemy comes in to try to destroy you, stay with the great plan. Don't be looking at what's over here or what's over there. Look at what God is doing and what God said he would do for you in this word right here. That's his plan for you, and that is to be blessed, healthy, whole, in every way, in everything. Body, soul, spirit, mind, everything. Finances, that's his greater plan. Now, the enemy is coming to try to destroy God's greater plan, but if you believe God's greater plan, you'll come out on the other side. Hello? You know, where there seemed to be no way for Israel, God made a way. You know, we sang that song, he's the way maker. If you don't, you may not see it, you may not feel it, but he's working. He's always working. God can open the doors that man said are locked forever. God can raise you up when everybody else is trying to kick you down. The greatest victory comes out of the most impossible situations. Today I'm here to tell you, don't give up. God's plans are greater than any situation you're facing, anything that's coming your way. He's making a way. Keep believing it, keep confessing it, and keep saying what the word says. You know, some of you sitting here right now, some of you that are listening, you may be facing a situation which there seems to be no escape. Let me tell you what, God's plan is greater than your situation. Maybe some of you have thought, I'll never make it. This is too much. But let me tell you something. Your success comes when you keep believing God and following his plan. And his plan was to said, believe what my word says, say what my word says, and you'll see results. That's paraphrasing Mark 11:23 if you didn't know it. You know, let me tell you something. The enemy may be pointing his finger at you and telling you it's never going to happen. In fact, if you'd have done this, you wouldn't be in this mess, because see, he's trying to get you away from the plan of God. People are shaking their heads and saying, man, I don't know what in the world's going on with you. But let me tell you what, it looks like nothing's being done. But the Bible says in Proverbs 19:21, there are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel will stand. I want to read that from the expanded version. It gives a little more. People can make all kinds of plans, but only the Lord's plans, purposes, advice will happen or succeed. This verse reveals that God's plans prevail. It doesn't make any difference what's going on. It means God doesn't change his plan. His plan is the same from the beginning until the end. Man's plans change. God's plans don't. Stay with God and you'll always be a winner. Stay with your own plans. You may succeed, but you may not too. Come on. I'm preaching better than I'm getting amens. That's what Pastor Bill over here says. You know, one of the things that the enemy tries to do to get you out of the plan of God is to tell you that nobody ever faced the trouble like this, and God can't do anything about it. You ever, anybody ever had the devil tell them that? Yeah, I see a few hands. 25 people are honest in here. You know, the Bible is full of people that faced impossible situations. I mean, Abraham and Sarah couldn't have a child. Joseph was falsely accused and put in prison. Moses was trapped in a vocation of caring for sheep when he had been in the halls of the palace of Pharaoh. If you remember the story, I don't have time to tell it. The Israelites were in captivity. David was chased all over the land by an angry king. Daniel was put in a lion's den. Jonah ended up in the belly of a big fish. The three Hebrew men were put in the fiery furnace. The woman with the issue of blood was sick for 12 years. The doctors couldn't help her. Paul and Silas was locked in prison. John was exiled to the island all by himself. But now, think about it for a minute. Think about it for a minute. Look at all of these situations that I just read to you. About 13 of them, I think. Those situations looked impossible. Man's plan couldn't help. Those situations were desperate situations. But God still had a plan for every one of them. And his plan was greater than that situation that they were in. And when they followed God's plan, they ended up on top. The three Hebrew children walked out of the fiery furnace. Daniel walked out of the lion's den. The woman with the issue of blood walked away healed and whole. David ended up being the king of Israel. And Saul, that was chasing him, ended his own life saying, "I played the fool. I've erred exceedingly," he said there in Samuel. The Israelites were trapped by the Red Sea, but they come out on the other side. Joseph was falsely accused and put in prison, but he became the prime minister of Egypt. Abraham and Sarah couldn't have a kid, but they did. God's plans are greater. Learn to go with God's plan. Luke 18:27, that's my scripture. If any, you know, people sometimes come up with a book or something, "Can you sign this?" And I'll sign it. I don't know if it makes any difference, but I don't know what good it does. What, my name doesn't do much good. But in Luke 18:27, and it's my favorite verse of scripture, and I put it down when I sign my name. But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Every one of these situations that I just read to you, were they an impossible situation? But what happened when God's greater plan took over? What happened when God's greater plan took over? Success, victory, deliverance, healing, prosperity. You say, what do you mean? Look at Joseph. He come from the prison to the palace. He come from the rags that he had on in prison to the royal palace robes. He come from the junk that he was eating in prison to sitting at the banquet table with Pharaoh. He came from being nothing to being something because God's greater plan. Woo! I don't know about you, I'm getting excited. You know, Dad had a saying. If you don't know who my father was, Kenneth E. Hagin. They said he was the modern day father of the faith ministry. He said, I am the father of nothing except my son and daughter. He said, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. But he said, the Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. I picked it up. He had it in the flyleaf of his Bible. I picked it up from him. I wrote it right here in my flyleaf, right here. The Bible says it, I believe it, that says it. K.E. Hagin, K.W. Hagin. You can pick it up from us if you want to and put it in a page in your Bible. The Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. There's no question. When you say it like that, there's no question marks. That's it. That's a statement. Either you believe it or you don't believe it. I believe it. I live by it. I may not feel like it, but I declare what God's word says in the face of every situation, because his plan is greater than anything that can come against me. When people ask me about my situation, here's my answer. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Luke 18:27. But he said, these things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Romans 8:37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And instead of us, I put me in there. I put my own self there. In all these scriptures. And then in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Philippians 4:13. This is Miss Lynette's favorite. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he that's in the world. That's my answer to them. When they say, what are you going to do now? When the devil comes hounding on you in your ear and says, what are you going to do now? Look at this situation. How are you going to get out of this? What's going to happen? Hey, right there, all those scriptures right there. Read him those scriptures and tell him, hey, Mr. Devil, that's my answer. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to come out on top because I'm going to walk all over you. You see, that's my answer because that's what God says about me. That's his greater plan for me. The truth is that God is listening to my words. Words are containers. Words create an atmosphere. They create an atmosphere of fear, doubt, unbelief, an atmosphere of tension, of hate, an atmosphere of terror. Our words, they're containers. They can contain life. They can contain faith. They can contain love. And they create a different kind of atmosphere. Have you ever walked into a room and you didn't hear anything said, but there's tension in that room? That came from words. Hello? When Craig was growing up, the neighbor boy, right? In fact, I put a gate in the fence because there was, I don't know, several of the neighbor boys that lived behind us, and they had to go all the way around and come down. And so I just put the gate in. They come, they played football in the backyard. But the lady that Michael, his mom, said to Lynette one day, she said, "You know, when Michael comes home from your house, he is so peaceful. What do y'all do?" Lynette said, "I have music going." See, that music created an atmosphere of peace in that house. Come on now. Be careful what you listen to on the music, because it'll create an atmosphere. No, that's not in the notes. I just said it. Somebody needed that. Let him that has ears hear. God is listening for our words. What words is he listening for? He's listening for what he said right here. "God, you said that I'm more than a conqueror. God, you said that I always have victory. God, you said the greater one's on the inside of me. Come on. You said I could do all things." Oh, yeah, spiritual. No, it doesn't say spiritual things. Look at the nothing in there in that says about spirit. It says all things. All things. I don't believe that there's anything that I can't accomplish if God wants me to accomplish it. Even in the natural. God's plans are greater than our plans. So, this morning, this has been short and sweet, but it's been powerful. Sometimes the greatest sermons are not long, but they pack a punch. You know, in the boxing tournament, they're talking about this guy packs a punch. Now, some guys can just box pretty good, but some guys pack a punch. Hello? So, let us realize that we've got a punch. What is that punch? God's greater plan. Here is the greater plan right here. And it will happen in my life if I will lift up my eyes and begin to confess the greater plan of God's for my life. For you see, I have given you all of the answers in the Word. If you'll walk in the Word and let the Word be the plan, my great plan for you, you'll walk through every situation and come out on the other side singing and shouting and praising God, because there is no weapon that is formed against you that I cannot handle, and that I will not see that you are not destroyed. Believe me, say what I say in my plan, walk in that plan, and you shall jump and you shall shout and you shall run with victory, and the song of praise will rise from within, and your lips will pick it up, and you'll begin to say, "I praise you, Lord. There is nothing that can stop me now. I am the head and not the tail. I will rejoice, and I will see the victory that you have promised me come to me, and I will bring it for you." And like I said, you can shout the victory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. That wasn't written in these notes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.